Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. That sewer story, I had done a little talk and I took some stats with me, which I actually never referenced. I had looked at January through December of 05 and January through April of 06 for monthly stats, which I don't usually give on the program, of new listings, number of new listings, number of closed listings, number of listings that went into escrow, and the number of price changes. And I should do May and June of 06, and then we can look at this second quarter of 06 and compare it to the second quarter of 05. And, you know, the big increase, of course, you see the number of price changes that were very low in 05. And, of course, pendings were higher and new listings were a heck of a lot lower, at least looking at that first quarter. This week, for the week ending July 28, 2006, this is the weekly multiple listing update for single-family residences only and just through the multiple listing service. This is the 30th week of the year 2006. It's the 395th week I've done this. Five of the 13 closed escrows this week on single-family homes were equal to or greater than the asking price. First category, new listings. 37 new listings hit the books this week for a low of $779,000 on Butte Drive. I assume you don't pronounce it Butte Drive. And a high of the new listings, $25 million on Sycamore Canyon Road. 11 of the 37, which is just under 33%, under $1 million. The median price for the 37 new listings, $1,575,000. Second category, which I might say, I might add here, 30 listings went into escrow. 30 listings went into escrow. If you look at the last 3 weeks, last week it was 24, week four, 25. And I got to tell you, we got to start looking at that. That seems like might be the highest 3 week in a row. Looking back here, we've been, well, you know, we go to 26, drops down to 16, 19. So those are good numbers. Maybe we can start a trend, get some things in escrow. Reduce this inventory. 30 opened escrows, single family for the week ending July 28, 2006. A low of $729,000 on San Andres and a high of $6,200,000 on East Mountain Drive. The number of listings under $1 million out of the 30, 13. It's almost half. So the median price just over $1 million at $1,060,000. The third category, sold listings, as I said, closed escrow, 13, which is low. We've been averaging 16.6 a week through week 29 on single-family closings, so 13 is below. Compared to last year through this time of year, we averaged almost 21 closings per week. 13 closed escrows and a low of $630,000 on Nectarine and a high of $1,575,000 on Cathedral Oaks. Is there any water in the house? I don't think I'm going to make it to the end of the program without a sip of water. Now, here's something that's never happened before. 13, well, of course, with 13, it's a low number, so it's not that big of a deal when you get into these low numbers and you look at just one weekly thing. But I don't think this ever happened. And what happened What happened a couple of weeks ago was similar in that what happened on the week ending July 7th, we only had seven closings, which again, obscenely low when you see the average of 16. And there were no listings under $1 million that sold that week. Zero. I hadn't seen that before. Now this week, something different. There were 13 closed escrows. There were nine under $1 million. Well, on 13 closed escrows, the median number is seven. So we've never seen, so that's kind of interesting. So we were well below $1 million for these closed escrows. The median price was $945,000, and nine of the 13, over half, were under $1 million. Again, there's small numbers, and you do this every week for 395 weeks, something like that's bound to happen. I don't think it has some huge, huge impact or meaning. But it's just interesting to note. The year 2006, we have 643 active single-family residential listings. This includes what's in escrow. Last year at this time, 414 versus 643. I don't know the exact percentage. A while ago, it was a 64% increase in the amount of inventory. Under $1 million, inclusive in that 643, 171 of those under $1 million. Same time last year in 05, there were 79 listings available under $1 million. So that's increased well over 100%. But 643 versus 414 last year versus 405 in 04 versus 401 for 03, you can see why 643 is a big number for the market we've been in. The year-to-date, as of week 29, the median price, $1,240,000 versus $1,262,000 for the same time in 05. So that's the drop in that median price. Not a huge drop, and it's not a dramatic drop, not like the dramatic increases we saw. We'll keep a close eye on that for you, and we want to say we're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening and listening. That's what I do for a living. This is just for a hobby. A vocation. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, listen to past programs, search MLS listings, or call me at 452-2428, 452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question. Because remember, I can answer any question eventually.